This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Chicago is up to 29 cases of measles this year, according to new data from the city's Department of Public Health. That's as of Tuesday afternoon. Officials in Lake and Will counties have each confirmed one case as well. They say those cases are connected to the Chicago outbreak. The city of Chicago is encouraging people to check that they're up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. On Monday, the city changed its vaccination policy at a migrant shelter where the majority of cases have been detected. The city will now call for second doses of the measles vaccine there. More than 2,000 Chicago Park District workers are ready to strike if the city does not settle their union contract. About 100 of them gathered at City Hall Tuesday to deliver their strike petition to Mayor Brandon Johnson. The union is calling for competitive pay raises, a $20 minimum rate, more full-time positions, and health insurance for all workers. The contract expired last year, and negotiations have been ongoing for 9 months. A pending foreign aid package in the U.S. House has the support of Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. The Democrats says a House vote on the Senate's $95 billion aid bill is long overdue. The bill includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Speaker Johnson has delayed this for several weeks. It is critically important that we take it up as soon as we return to Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson criticized the Senate bill several weeks ago, saying it did not include enough security provisions for the U.S.'s southern border. The bill is likely to be voted on in the House after Congress returns to session in April. Sundance is coming to Chicago. The esteemed Sundance Film Festival announced today that a new independent film event will take place in Chicago this summer, June 28th through the 30th. The event will feature movie screenings, artist programs, and events across the city, as according to an announcement from Choose Chicago and the Chicago Film Office. Sundance Film Festival was founded by actor Robert Redford in 1981. Chicago is the first city to host this kind of event outside of Sundance's home in Park City, Utah. The full lineup will be announced at a later date. Monday night, Chicago's storefront theaters were honored at the Non-Equity Jeff Awards. The official theme of the night, theater is overcoming the COVID-19 slump.
What makes storefront theater so special is that it could be very personal and the audience feel connected to the stories that are being told.
I think the lack of funding gives it an extra drive that a lot of people, I guess, don't see.
I think what truly makes storefront theater so special is that it doesn't matter how much money you have, how big of a space you have. Theater is magic when it is magic.
That's William Anthony Sebastian Rose II, Xavier Custodio, and Michael Burke at Chicago's Jeff Awards. Weather for today, rain showers, thunderstorms, and clouds with highs in the 50s turning colder. Tonight, cold with possible flurries and a low of 31. Wednesday, cooler and mostly cloudy with a high of 41. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.